Pappas and Edward stood side by side in the Oyster River High School multipurpose room, surrounded by teenagers brandishing reporters' notebooks and cell phone cameras. The candidates laid out their platforms on issues like gun control. Here's Edwards.
This is an issue that is best resolved at the state level, like New Hampshire's doing, rather than putting the federal government into a place where it has control.
On the opioid crisis, both candidates say they want pharmaceutical companies to help pay for the cost of treatment. Pappas says local residents and nonprofits can't do it all themselves.
They can't do this based on bake sales alone. They need more stable funding streams coming out of Washington to address this crisis head on.
The high school press corps they spoke to was part of an annual journalism workshop. Most students won't be old enough to vote in this November's midterms, but they will be able to vote in the 2020 presidential election. So this journalism exercise was also a political education. Oyster River senior Alana Irvin says it's eye-opening, since her generation has grown up through the 2016 elections and increasing partisanship in Washington.
And to be able to kind of be reintroduced to politics for a lot of us, to see that it's not always like that, is really refreshing, and I think we need more of that.
She says the more that future voters and journalists can see politics as accessible, the more engaged they'll be. For NHPR News, I'm Annie Ropeek.